Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Hello, Christine, Marie, my mama.
Hello, Julie, Marie, my loving daughter.
It was so funny. I was hearing Dax's podcast, Armchair Expert, and he says, welcome. And I always say, hello. And I'm like, you must be hearing my show,
Dax. All
these
guys that are hearing our show.
Taken away from me.
You know, as I was thinking about, I was watching an old Will and Grace.
Yes.
And this was an episode in which Cher had a guest starring appearance.
She, as herself. How could Cher play anybody else but herself?
Cher. Right. I don't know, people.
Yeah.
And then I was watching on Cozy, The Nanny, and Elizabeth Taylor had a guest starring.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh wow.
No. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if the young kids even know who Elizabeth Taylor is.
I don't know, but they kind of, she sat down and she hawked her perfume, which I didn't see any commercials for this year, by the way.
I have not. Oh my God, I have not either.
No.
They need to probably revamp that commercial or
a little bit.
Because
Just a little.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But people like white diamonds. They've always, I mean, you know.
But so here's what I'm saying. There's the Nanny, there's Will and Grace.
Yeah.
I think we need, on Life with the Girlfriends, we need somebody to do a guest bit.
Oh, and a guest spot,
and
yes.
And I've got a surprise for you.
Who?
Dare I tell you?
Yeah, dare, tell me, dare.
I've got two guest spots.
Okay.
You know, first initial, AC.
Okay.
Next one, JR.
Okay, sure. I know both those. I can fit my name in, but I can interject two names in those pot people right now.
And they are going to do a guest bit on Life with a Girlfriend.
Okay, lovely.
How happy are you?
I'm very happy.
Yeah.
That A-C-R-R-J.
A-C and J-R.
J-R. That's right, not J-R-J. J-R. I would love that. Thank you, guys. Our girls.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll take
so
it.
We'll keep you up to date. This will be in the new year.
You've put that already into our the quantum field.
Yes.
And it's percolating and it's ruminating or, you know, whatever.
And, you know, it's about time that I mean, we used to have guests way in the past,
yes,
and but then we found ourselves so much more charming and funnier than our guests.
We enjoyed our show much more without having guests.
We enjoyed it.
And at some point, if it's not producing like hey, you know, well, like Adam Carolla, honestly,
oops.
I find Oops. Is that
the AC?
Maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, I'll take Anderson Cooper.
Oh, I like Anderson
or
Cooper.
Or Andy Cohen. I'm not going to tell, girl.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Okay, great. I can't wait till you bring me these in the new year. Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. But I think the reason why we stopped having guests, to be honest with you, is that first off, everything started to get real.
I know. Technical.
Technical.
We had a lot of technical issues because we had to bring the person in on phone.
Yeah.
And then we had to somehow switch them to the computer.
Right.
Download that. And then somehow we had to do all that and get it to our BBS people.
Yeah.
Or our other people.
And also it felt schizophrenic because on the podcast, we are our natural goofy mother-daughter states.
Right. Right.
However, to the outside world, we can drop the mic and talk spirituality.
Yes, we can.
And the paranormal.
You bet.
And goal setting.
100%.
And life, all that nice, fun stuff. But you have to have a certain air. But the truth is, I just want to talk shit with you.
I know. So we had to have a certain air, but we found out that we were the errors.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like,
Now we're going to be, maybe in the new year, I'm going to surprise you.
Good.
With some,
but
some
you know, I think it's
interesting. And even Mr. Iglesias.
Yes.
He had on a guest appearance with Joe Coy.
Hello.
So we might be even thinking about the comedians.
Might be.
And who will grace us with their.
Or even a GP. Maybe that person might want to, lovely be on our
or
show.
Or even TC. TC can do a rant.
Yes, exactly.
Anybody hear Tom Cruise's rant last week?
We know someone who could portray TC on his rant.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to talk really quick about this is our holiday special.
Oh, this is our Christmas show, by the way.
And very
this is
little
the
Christmas
last
show.
Before Christmas. I'm going to talk Christmas.
I'm talking Christmas too.
I'm going to talk it.
Oh, good.
I'm going to talk some smack about Christmas.
Yeah, because that's all we can do right now is smack this bitch around.
Yeah,
it's like it's taking its toll on us. But you know, bravo to you for getting us to have lights on.
Thank you.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bravo to you for having a peace sign.
Thank you.
It's a little smaller, but thicker, but it's beautiful.
But it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got it at Etsy.
Got it at Etsy.
Just plugging Etsy.
Yep.
Since I'm sure they're going to be in the new year, our
sponsor. Exactly. Plugging in. I love that.
I'm going to send Etsy an edible arrangement.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, we were watching S.H.I.E.L.D. and in one scene we saw an Apple computer mm-hmm. and them talking about edible arrangements. And you're like, oh, because
well,
no
we're
one's
just going to have edibles.
Yeah, or edibles.
Screw the,
that's exactly
screw
right.
The arrangements.
I have my. Oh, speaking of edibles, Doug and I went on a. He called it a holiday day trip. Which
really?
Was crazy.
When you went said, to got your haircut?
I got my haircut. He goes. Hey, he goes, what are you doing today? I'm going to Rockford to get my hair cut. I got it on Groupon, and, you know, I'm getting the whole shebang.
Honey, I got it for
yes,
you.
I'm sorry. I said you got it for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, well, what I'll tell, first of all, it was a great haircut, good experience.
Yes.
Big staff. Like there was three staff members there for mm-hmm. only one nail person and one hairdresser. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and it was a big facility. So mm-hmm. I don't know if people were taking off or what mm-hmm. the dealio was, mm-hmm. but I was supposed to get my haircut 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. and she canceled, said she wasn't feeling well.
Uh-oh.
But then I realized she said that she had a friendgiving. Instead of a Thanksgiving, she had a Friendsgiving. Is
right,
that what it's
that's
called?
That's called?
Yeah, and they, you know, everybody, like yeah, that was da 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 da.
That was my friends clapping.
Yeah, your friends clapping.
Because everything is all about friends right now.
Yes,
no matter what age you are.
Exactly right.
Everybody's watching Friends.
Friends, and you're watching Friends. You're doing the whole gamut with Joey,
right.
with Matt LeBlanc.
I do Joey 24/7.
Yeah,
starting out with Friends, yep. moving on to episodes. Spending the evening on Man with a Plan.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a little... It's
annoying.
And also you go, my God, time is going by so fast. Yes, because you're literally seeing 30 years of Matt LeBlanc in a day. And
you
you're
know,
just like...
I'm telling you, he's my new Val Kilmer. Because you know...
Totally.
I love me a beefy guy.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And... I don't know what happened to Val Kilmer because he just kind of disappeared a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I know he's had some health issues, some like true health issues.
Mm, and, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And like, but there's health issues and then there's just like, hey, agent, you know, like, Matt LeBlanc's just getting a little beefy and I kind of dig that.
Well, Julie has a new saying about aging. What, do you want to say what it is, Julie?
Yeah. Aging. It ain't for bitches. You got, or it is for bitches. You gotta get one or the other. But I think it ain't for bitches because
right.
you gotta pull up your panties
yeah.
and get to work.
Bitches get stitches, honey.
Exactly.
Behind their neck.
Exactly.
On the eyes.
Exactly. Well, I felt I looked cute today with my new haircut.
Yes.
And then I was gonna do a Snapchat and all of a sudden I'm going, who is this old woman in the Snapchat?
Yeah.
Who is this person? And then the next thought was, oh, Botox.
You've been doing though the all for like the last 2 weeks. You had COVID hair.
Yes.
And you truly, truly had COVID hair. It was long.
Yeah.
And you were doing unkept. You were doing your Tennessee trailer park. You were doing, maybe not Tennessee, Kentucky. Let's say Kentucky. You were smoking a cigarette through your mask.
I was doing what I would call, like, just let it all hang out.
Okay.
I was, you know.
So you tell me the impression then.
Well, no, I think you were hitting it. I was like, I'm looking like
you
a
had
girl.
Your voice like
I
it.
Had the voice, like, here I am, you know.
Smoking a cigarette.
Premenopausal. Slightly menopausal, smoking a cigarette, you know, long
got my
hair.
Long hair, got my COVID hair on.
Got my COVID weight on too, and it's like, this is my new life. This is where I am. This is me.
I work at the bar.
Yep.
4 to 6 hours a week.
Yep.
The rest of the time, I'm there on my own.
Oh my God. I know everybody there.
Right.
Yeah, I was just doing that my stereotypical impression of that, and I
that's
felt
right.
good.
Yeah.
I was embracing
that's
it.
That's right.
Because I felt like, what I felt like, which is sad, is that I think if I was totally that person, I'd be having a better time in life.
Oh, yeah, you would be.
But because I'm only embracing part of it,
yeah.
I'm just not happy.
No.
You know?
And how do we find happiness in the new year?
I don't know.
I know. It's by embracing and embodying that.
The new me?
Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Right.
Or Joe Dispenza says, don't get out of bed in the morning until you connect with your future self.
Exactly.
But here's the thing, though. This
the future self that
we
you
used
want.
To think this is our past selves because mm-hmm. it's a culmination of all our decisions
right.
that we've made from the past.
Right.
But I'm starting to think this is our future self.
Well, that's and then if you think that way, that this is really your future self, then you can let it all hang out.
Yeah.
Because I probably only a couple of tweaks in the hangout direction
yeah.
to let it all hang out where I'm like, you'll be seeing me in 5 years on the Hoarder show.
Yeah.
You know, and not looking that good.
And you're someone, like, they want content, people.
Yeah, they want content. I go, they're going to call in the social services for adults. So like, oh, no. Like Gregory comes over and goes, Julie, we're thinking about taking away your parents. You just aren't doing a good enough job of caring for them. Like, oh, like, really, Greg? Am I taking a hit off my cig? And where's my beer?
I'm not taking care of my parents good enough.
I've got a row wide enough for me to push them around. They're fine.
They're chained here. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, we're fine. Leave us alone, Greg. So I think I'm only a couple of tweaks
I asked that. Dad yesterday because you were kind of bossing him around quite a bit.
I was gone yesterday. Not really. Okay.
No, some part of it. You were. Okay. I'm not gonna say boss him around. You were crabby at him.
Okay.
So
I can believe that.
And I said, so Norm, I go, is this gonna be your future? And he goes, I'll take it if it is. I'll just take it because I love her. I'm not gonna let her know that she's abusing me.
I don't want to know. That's what you guys are saying behind my back. I'm abusive, but you'll take it because you got no other better options.
Yeah. Oh, that hasn't been done in the world.
Oh, right.
Excuse me. That's like 99% of everybody out there.
That's exactly right.
Somebody is always compromising something somewhere.
100%. You're exactly right. Because, and I know this has probably hurt your feelings a couple of times, but I'm always saying like, hey, I know the grass is not greener on the other side. Even though this grass over I have could use a shave, could use a little watering.
You could use a flawless or two.
Exactly. I know the grass on the other side ain't that much better.
No,
so
it's not.
I'm staying where I'm at.
And I'm happy for that.
I know you
are. We got it going on.
We got it going on. Well,
we work it out as well as we can.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of like the spiritual side of us.
Oh, yes, that's what we were speaking of. Is it about Christmas?
Well, I've been... Christmas, New Year. I mean, Christmas is kind of like a done deal for us right now, kind of, right? Uh-huh. We're doing things on Zoom.
Right.
We usually have a big Christmas Eve party. Do you think it's kind of big? It's a couple of hours.
Yeah.
We try and bring the fun.
Yeah. We try to bring the fun.
We bring in two families together.
Yeah.
And it usually works.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's always joyous and fun, and we have a lot of good food and all that stuff. And that's not going to happen this year.
No.
And even though one person in our exterior pod has gotten the vaccine already, so we're kind of jealous, but that's kind of cool. But we still aren't, you know. But anyway, so this year we're just doing everything on Zoom. Like tonight we're doing a Zoom caroling because we typically do, you know, 2 weeks for the holidays we start.
For many, many years, we've caroled at nursing homes.
Yes.
Well, not I, but Julie.
I was going to say, you've not caroled at nursing homes. No. I have caroled at nursing homes.
Yeah.
Is caroled the right word? I like it.
How about caroned?
I caroned at
a Felicia.
I caroned at the nursing homes. Put on your damn masks.
Don't make me wear my mask.
I can't decide. Is being a Karen for mask wearing or not mask wearing?
For mask wearing.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Got it. So anyway.
Hey, Normano. Say hello.
Hello.
There you go. Hello and Merry Christmas. Great. Good. Okay, and so.
Did he sound a little gay?
I wore my Metro shirt.
Yeah, but we're okay with that because that's who he is, and that's how we've trained.
That's how holidays are.
Exactly.
Be gay and jolly.
Exactly. So we're having a Zoom caroling session tonight. We're going to try it out and then send the link to our nursing homes that we usually go
yes,
to.
Yes, yes.
See how that works.
Yeah.
I'm sure the staff are like,
really? Hostess, go to every room and play this.
Everyone we've all called up, they're like all for it.
Yeah.
But
until it happens.
They're
all for it until they have to do it.
Right. And I'm sure they're like, oh, we'd love that. We definitely will play for the the residents.
Right.
I'm like, great. We'll get one going for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to actually happen.
But we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. And it's going to be on YouTube.
And also it's going to ring in the holiday spirits.
Right.
And that's what I want. I want to start
all
feeling
three of
holiday.
Them. Yeah.
Because Doug yesterday when I went and got my haircut, he's like, I have to go to the bank before noon.
But it was a holiday road trip. Right?
He goes, let's do something holiday. We'll go look at the lights. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Even though my haircut's at 1, we'll go look at the lights.
And he had to be at the bank by noon.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, we'll do that. And before that, I thought he was working, so I wasn't going to see him until later tomorrow, today. And then I had decided to bring home steaks for my family because we don't go to Rockford all the time, and once in a while we'll go get Outback then.
Oh, thank you, Outback. We love the fact that you may someday
be a sponsor of the Christine Marie and Julie show, Life of the Girlfriends.
Or as Julie's favorite, Texas Roadhouse.
Well, because that's what I bought. Yeah, Doug and I had Texas Roadhouse. Right. You had Outback.
We're not knocking you out of the sponsorship contest either.
No, exactly. But it was so funny. So halfway through the day, I had talked to Hillary about the Zooming thing, and she's like, it was supposed to be her dealio, and she was going to get the link ready and all that stuff. And then finally she calls me up and saying, hey, can you do the link and send it out to everybody? And I'm like, okay, no problem. I would have done that earlier, but I'm glad we're still on board. Mm-hmm. And I go, but it won't be until late tonight or tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And Doug's like, well, why can't it be earlier than late tonight? Why late tonight?
What do you mean?
Like, why am I not able to do it earlier than late tonight? Like,
got it.
Like,
I mean, the link, getting the link ready.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I said, I don't know what time I'm going to be home tonight. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, I imagine that we'd be home like at 4 or 5. I'm like, oh, so we're not seeing the lights then? He goes, well, I figured after we get the dinner, we'll probably just start heading home. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And it was so disturbing to me for that moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
so what was this holiday lights thing about?
All it was really, he was giving the bird to everybody in Rockford. I mean, and if you don't know what the bird is, it's the middle finger, people. But he
bird,
couldn't.
Bird is the word.
And I finally said to him, because I'm usually, if you saw my face under the mask, because I have to wear a mask in the car, because he does it.
He won't.
He wears it once in a while, but
that's like, that really works, Jill.
I know, and I'm trying to keep my pod clean and all that stuff.
Thank you.
We've agreed that I can see Doug if I wear a mask. So we've come
against my better judgment.
Yeah, because you're like, you could just live without Doug for a year.
Meaning I could.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but it was weird because I'm literally smiling under my mask and laughing. And at some point I said, because I don't connect with him on these issues.
Yeah, because I would be raging at some point.
Yeah, and I don't need to do that me. For my sanity, I don't need to do that.
Right.
And finally I said,
I'm not that cool.
Babe, I go, I got to talk to you about this. You have given the bird to more people today than I can remember ever giving.
That old woman, like 90-year-old woman walking across the street with their walker.
Yes.
And you're like, are you really going to do this?
And yeah. He's like, and she's like, he actually called her an old lady. I'm like, dude, she's probably only 10 years older than you. I go, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so I said, you're going to need to find more joy in 2021. And you're going to need to have your meds checked because I think something's off.
Yeah.
I go, something is going.
Did you take your meds today?
Something's going on with you because this has been a very crazy roller coaster ride for me.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, he's just asking me if I'm having an okay time. How are you doing? Are you okay? And I'm like, why wouldn't I be okay? I am a person that continually checks my mood state.
You always check your compass.
I do. And I have a way
always
of
pointing to the North Star?
Almost always. Like when I got to my hairdresser and I had called them because they said call first so they can walk you in. And I said, should I wait out my car or should I come in? And he goes, no, come in. That's fine. So I send Doug on his way to his store, and he hung out at his store, Tanini Spa and Tan, and also the Mile store, in case there are sponsors for next year.
Can I laugh at that one? Yeah, Mile store and Tahiti Tan.
Yeah, be our sponsors. Anyway,
maybe they could support us for a while instead of us supporting them.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was there. And so I told him to go on his way. And I walked in. I did the temperature measuring and all that stuff. And I sat down. And then 2 minutes later, my hairdresser girl came up, who I'd never met before. A sweet younger girl. And she says, I'm running behind. You know, are you okay to wait? I'm like, well, I sent my guest my right away. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay to wait. Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything because no one can see your expressions on your face. So I try to smile with my eyes all the time. I'm smiling with my eyes. And
when's Irish eyes are smiling. I'm really doing the songs today, aren't
you? You are. You're getting ready for our Carolyn event.
I am.
So I'm there waiting. And it's a beautiful spa. Mm-hmm. And I decide... My phone's on 20% battery, which means it's basically dead. And so, but I need to call Doug to tell him to pick me up. Mm-hmm. So I decide I can't go on my phone. I'm just going to meditate. So I go into that deep field. I fall quickly into my spot. Mm-hmm. And there are several times I'm like, I'm going to be out of body experience here. I'm having a true out of body experience.
Whoa.
And I don't want them to tap me and like be dead. You know, like
To come back in real quick.
And they have to come back in real quick and be like, what? Whoa. Like I was talking with my sages and the Council of 12. Right. Sorry, people. Yeah. And they're like, what?
I was on the continent of Sirius and the.
Yeah. I just got, invited into the galactic, warriors. I mean, or whatever. So that was pretty wild, but I must have been there for a good hour. Because the process,
oh my God.
And it was kind of funny because she then got me going and washed my hair, put a conditioner on it. And she goes, now you're going to sit here for 15 minutes while the conditioner does its job. And then I'll finish up with my other people as she's doing massive coloring and foiling and all that stuff.
No.
And
long were you there?
Oh, at least 20.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But I was back into my field of quantum physics or my quantum.
Your quantum field.
My quantum field or my field of pure potentiality.
Right.
And where time does not exist. So really, it was pretty wild.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cute because I saw this young girl walk by me and go into the bathroom. And she was with the other woman that was getting her hair done. And I thought, oh, that girl's got really cute hair. She must be like 12. Uh-huh. And then as the woman was cutting my hair, and I said, let's take 2-3 inches off easily. And she's like, really right at shoulder length. I go, yeah. And put some layers in it. She goes, great. She goes, I just did this. I go, I love this cut. I just did it on that girl over there. And I said, oh, my God.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
I just, in my mind, thought, oh, that girl's haircut's so cute. But it's kind of, it's for a 12-year, but it looks so mature.
Yeah.
And and she goes, yeah, it's a little longer than your hair. But I just cut a haircut just like this 5 minutes ago. I'm like, it wasn't 5 minutes ago, lady. I mean, probably a half an hour or an hour ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was kind of cool.
Great, yeah.
It was great. And then Doug and I got in the car and we saw a food cart there, and it said it was for edibles. So it was a portable edible food.
Wow, I didn't know it was possible. You could buy edibles?
No, it was closed. But then we drove by one of the pot dispensaries in Illinois, in Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of it. But the line was so long.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had 45 people just waiting in line.
Did you know that that's for sale, by the way?
That one there? What are they asking for?
Yeah, it's in the millions.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
It's on BizQuest.
Oh, really? I'm sure they just can't handle it anymore. It would drive me crazy to have a business where I have customers waiting for hours to get their stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I would want to know how to solve that problem.
Yeah. Just get your dealer. You got your own dealer.
I know. I mean, it's a weird situation. We need more dispensaries, I guess, and cheaper prices to compete with the dealers.
More dealers.
Yeah. All right, Mom, more dealers.
Yeah.
So that was a very interesting holiday day. We didn't see any lights. I had to have a talk with Doug about his medication and his, and like, dude, I don't know what's going on here.
The roller coaster.
And I know it's been a hard year for him financially with the businesses. And I also know it's been a hard year just all, everybody's at their last nerve. I mean, we're all just barely hanging on.
Well, you know what's interesting? I think it's interesting just in terms of the COVID year, right?
Yeah.
You know, we live in a sort of a smaller rural community. And, you know, we've known since like February or March about it. But we didn't know anybody until probably this last month.
Yes.
And in this last month, so which is probably the, at least the second wave or the third wave.
Yeah.
Now, like Doug's brother and sister-in-law have it.
Yep.
We think his daughter had it.
Yeah.
We're Norm's aunt, one of Norm's aunts has it. So we're now knowing people.
Before, and my best friend had it, and she gave it to her family.
Yeah, Melissa had it, and then she gave it to her mom and dad. So we now know people in our
second
in our,
tier
in our target. Yeah, you know, our, that have had it. So, which is really, really interesting. I think
it took this long for us to get that close to it.
Yeah,
that we know.
And it was interesting to go to my primary doctor's appointment.
Yeah,
in the 1st of November.
Well, that's why
and
she
she's
had
like,
it.
I just want to let you know, I had COVID. My kids all have it. You
right,
know,
but it's been 14 days.
It's been 14 days,
and I'm
yep, clean. Okay, just what you want to hear.
Yeah,
you know, but.
And she was happy because she's like. Well, she's like, well, we'll keep our masks on for you. And she's like, well, I don't care about me. You can't give it to me. And I can't give it to you. So we're all good. I'm like, okay, good. So she was completely happy about having it and getting over it and
but
all that
there's
stuff.
Still a stigma because, like, for example, our Shell station that we go to twice a week to fill up our tank was closed for several weeks due to COVID.
Yeah.
It said closed due to COVID, deep cleaning in place.
It never said closed due to COVID.
It said closed due to needing a deep cleaning.
It said closed for deep cleansing. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
What was code that? Word.
Code word.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing, though. I mean, we'll still go there. Mm-hmm. We, you know, but we'll touch the pumps and stuff.
Right.
But we don't go inside anymore.
No. No.
That's the problem.
I know.
With COVID.
I know.
You just don't. You just feel weird about it.
I do feel weird about
it.
And also. I know people
it's
who've
like
not had it very
know.
Badly, and I've known people who've had it really bad.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, well, and we're varied in ages, you
right.
know? And so you're just like, okay, well, if I had to get it, I want to get the one that's not very bad.
Yeah, which...
And that doesn't have long-term effects. Mm-hmm. But you just don't know.
No.
You just don't know. So we'll do our best.
And it is interesting because they say there is long-term effects of it. And like for you, you know, I am eternally grateful to God and... all the doctors for your when you had your Lyme disease,
right?
But even now, you still have side effects,
right?
I think,
right?
You know, like phantom feelings of,
right?
What are they? What you know, like not paralysis, but
well,
like,
I mean, I have joint because they say joint issues are
right.
consistent with right. Lyme disease,
that
and I still have joint issues and inflammation for my joints.
Yeah, so you don't know where it's going to land.
No, and it was interesting because one of the things after I started feeling better, I was 6 months on this one medication that really messed me up more
yeah.
than the thing itself.
Yes.
Not more than the thing; it just was chronic the side effects.
Right,
and I was And I, the day I stopped taking that officially, and I was like, "Thank the Lord!" Mm-hmm. I felt blessed.
Better, yeah,
yeah.
Because I would remember watching TV with you in the evening, and you would just had this continuous motion of like picking something off your face,
right?
And I had to get used to it because that's what you needed to do. And you would just say, "I just have cobwebs on my face."
I go, "I know they're not there,
but
I know,
have to
but
take
I have
this,
there, I, but I they feel
to,
there, and I have to get them off my face."
Yeah.
I know they're not there,
yeah.
but they feel like
yeah.
they're there,
yeah.
and I can't I stop get... not getting them off
right,
my face.
Right,
and you're like, okay.
I will support you, honey.
I go, well, that's weird. I go, it is very weird. And I can remember, you know, when you hear side effects, people saying you might have thoughts of suicide mm-hmm. and depression. Mm-hmm. I can remember being very, very depressed on those pills and going, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if it's worth living. Mm-hmm. with feeling this bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, is this the side effect of the medication?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just feeling so bad? You're like, what is the point of continuing? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not like, I mean, it's just very weird how you feel.
Well, at this point in time, we are, I'm going to use the term loosely, following someone who is all about this idea that you are supremely innately programmed.
I like that you have, said the word following loosely.
Yes, loosely following.
That's a real truth.
Yeah. But the message that we are interested in is this idea of how deep the programming goes.
Right.
And that this what has been implanted, that has been implanted in you, you know, as a legacy, really, generationally, is this slave self.
Yes.
And you have to begin looking at it. And all the things that you just take for granted because you're programmed to.
Right.
Would be to look at, is this your slave self being activated, or are you operating out of your own sovereignty? So it's the sovereignty versus the slave self.
Yeah.
A sovereign self versus a slave self. And that's really, even though we're going into Christmas and how, you know, we always do something for the new year or whatever, I'm bringing this up because 2 years ago, we followed Jordan Peterson for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
We followed him on his podcast.
Got his books.
And we got his books and we read every day. And we I think we went through him twice.
Yeah.
And last year we did a full year with Sam Harris.
Yes.
And so
with his app and so forth.
With his app and his Waking Up app and all of
his podcast.
Yes, exactly. And so this year, you know, we're trying to figure out what is the next thing for this year.
Right.
And so we think that we're going to, well, number one, we're not going to give up Sam.
No.
For sure.
No.
We know that.
Well, we also do this. Okay, you go ahead and keep talking because I don't want to cut you off because I may not hear. I'm curious what you're going to say.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that we're not going to give up Sam.
Right.
But in addition, I do believe that to everything that we're going to be doing, we're going to be adding this extra sauce.
Right. Does it give us more freedom?
Does it give it a freedom, our sovereign self?
Yeah.
Or does it come from our slave self?
Right.
And that's the question that we need to keep asking and to keep finding out how deep the programming goes.
How deep the programming goes. Yeah. And that is very interesting because you can feel, a slave to anything. And where is that programming lead? And the idea that we have to be anybody.
Right.
Like
you have to be, you have to be your best self.
Yes.
You have to, connect with your everything.
Everything.
Almost everything that we believe in or that we've been doing.
Right.
You know, is some sort of twisted slave self programming. Because
to make you work harder.
To make you work harder from an external circumstance.
Right.
Like if it's like the external circumstance will conquer an internal.
Right.
When everything should be
internal.
Examined vis-a-vis then in the internal compass.
Yes.
And what you're doing, you know.
And the only interesting about that is that there have been some decisions that we've had to make that in some ways have some pluses and some minuses.
Right.
And we've chosen not to move forward with them because we're like, even though there are pluses here, the minuses engage
our slave self.
Yes.
Isn't that what, I mean, that's,
that's exactly right.
And we're not disclosing what these things are.
I'm having a hard time with the word slave.
Are you really?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they use.
That's exactly what they're using. Yeah. That's what this
in this person that we're following.
Yeah. And we're not saying the person's name just quite yet because it's a little bit unconventional.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Got it. Yeah. Got it. And it is interesting because we certainly, I always say before Jordan Peterson, we were really diving deep into like Andrew Womack, which is like Pastor Andrew Womack and Pastor Kenneth Copeland sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. And they all have the similar messages, but with different twists.
Mm-hmm. Just slightly different.
Yeah, and you said you were listening to, which the message is always good. Mm-hmm. Love more, be kinder more, try and have a better life. you know?
And give to me.
And give to me. That is exactly it.
That's the same. But I was, are you going to be referring to this master class?
You told Daystar? Me about it. Yeah, you told me this morning.
I did. It was why somehow I woke up in the middle of the night. It was like 2:30, and I had on Daystar, which is a kind of a Christian channel, and they had on this program called Master something, and it was four men, you know, split screen in their homes on the Zoom, and they were four pastors. And they were talking about how they evangelize their neighborhoods, like they were going to go door to door.
Right,
reminded me of. What was it? The Watchtower?
Yeah, we used to get that magazine once in a while.
And those people would come by our house. But this one had mentioned that he had encountered an old guy in a wheelchair. He said he was 86 years old, and he said, "Well, hopefully you believe in God because you're going to be going to heaven soon, right? You want to be good." And the guy goes, "I'm a scientist. I was a scientist." He goes, "There's no proof there's a God. Are you crazy?"
Right.
And so they were talking about this.
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, they began to mention Sam Harris.
That must have freaked you out.
The famous atheist.
Harris.
And they were going, Sam Harris would have loved this guy. You know Sam Harris, right? When asked if he would be given the choice of if his kids could have cancer or believe in God, he chose the fact that... His kids would, because there is no God.
And, you said, you read to finish the sentence, you kind of dropped off there, that the kid would have cancer than believe in God.
Right.
Now, we've listened to him probably for 2 years, but dive deep. Right. I have never heard him say that.
Right.
I'm not saying he hasn't said that.
Somewhere.
An off-the-cuff comment.
Right.
But honestly, I've never heard him say that.
But we did hear him say, though, in the thought experiment.
Yes.
If it was his daughter in a burning house.
Yes.
And a painting that could be sold for several million dollars to save all the children in Kenya or something.
Yeah.
He would choose saving the burning painting.
He said in his thought experiment, that's what he chose. I'm like, you're so full of shit. Because at those moments, you don't believe, you can't create millions of dollars someplace else.
Yeah, exactly.
I must have heard the phrase thought experiment 100 times in the last month. Well, I'm about done with that.
That's the narrative. That was in this year, 2020, we heard the word thought experiment a lot.
Well, but what I want to say about Sam Harris, because it was interesting hearing you tell me that story about them.
Yeah.
It's interesting when somebody outside who doesn't care for them.
Right.
And
we've heard people slam Jordan Peterson as some sort of weird freakish. Would he be considered left or right? I don't even know.
Jordan would consider himself left, but the extreme left considers him far right.
Yeah,
and he's like, I don't understand this at all.
Yeah, I don't. I just know he's a good man.
He's a good. Yeah, he's he's a psychologist, PhD. I mean, he's a good guy.
He has done his work.
Yeah.
And delved deep into Jung and right. Rogers,
I think one reason why we haven't gotten into him this year because he's been sick for the last year and he hasn't been doing
anything. No.
But so what's interesting though, so hearing someone talk poorly
about Sam.
And then this week I heard Sam say, because, overall, I would consider myself agnostic because I just don't know what happens to consciousness on the other side.
Right.
Because what I do know is I will be away from what I'm used to here and the things I love. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Sam talks about tithing. Doesn't call it tithing.
No.
He calls it 10%.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm doing 10%. I'm giving everything to charity.
Sam is an amazing man. He would, we would consider him in terms of Christianity.
Yeah.
A
good Christian.
He gives 10%. He believes in compassion
and
to do good in the world.
Right.
To help people where you can. And he puts everything where his mouth is. Right?
And that's what I like about people who really demonstrate, I have tried to tithe consistently the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Consistently, I have missed the mark a lot. I give.
Yeah.
I don't get to the 10%. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, what if this year I could really get to that 10%? Mm-hmm. What would that look like? How would I feel? And if my money really went to saving lives per se.
Right.
I mean, what if it could directly save a life?
Right.
That might feel worth it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I'm reevaluating my or my commitment to tithing. Mm-hmm. And I call it tithing because it's just a fun word. But tithing is just
10%. Right.
But in the Bible, it talks about, hey, if you tithe, I will open up
the storehouses of heaven.
And let the blessings come piling out.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm just curious about that. And I don't want to tithe because of that reason.
No.
But
a lot of people do.
Yeah. Well, to play it out a little bit.
Well, they do because it's in the Bible.
Right.
You know?
I was listening to this one. It might have been, I don't know what podcast it was on. I can't tell you. It might be an NPR podcast. But they were diving deep into these people who believe in their sovereignty, like to the point where F the government.
Right.
We're not having driver's license. We're not paying taxes.
Oh, yeah. They go deep.
Right.
Right.
And this one woman, they were interviewing this one woman, and they were talking about her being interviewed for this one book. Mm-hmm. And she said her boyfriend was starting, who she'd been with a long time, started saying these weird things about sovereignty and, you know, like, and for lack of a better word, like white lives matter and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And she started thinking, she's like, what's going on
what's
with
going
you?
On? Yeah.
And he's like, well, he goes, we really need, and he suddenly started coming clean with her that he's been listening to a lot of these alt-right podcasts and news stories. And he really feels that our country is under attack, and that from the deep state government, and that we're losing our sovereignty, and they want to. And so she started kind of getting more and more into it. And then she said this, which I thought was fascinating. Or at least the reporter said this. She said, she goes, you know, I had been listening to Dan Savage for years. And even though I wasn't partaking in what he was saying, I was listening to people behave the most outrageously, doing outrageously things and talking about butt clips and, you know, butt plugs and all this stuff. So,
Jill, what's a butt clip? I'm sorry. I peed a little bit.
I don't know what a butt clip is. But it's decorative. It's decorative. And then
you put it in your Christmas stocking on your mantle.
It's a stocking stuffer.
You got me a butt clip.
Yay! And she said, she goes, well, if I listen to Dan Savage, I could at least listen to this other stuff to see what's out there. And so she started listening to other stuff and started going, well, I guess this is true. Mm-hmm. Like, we should take our sovereignty back.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. Right. And so there are these, as we're talking about freedom, it's like,
I don't want to go there, though.
You don't want to go
when
there.
I go, when you and I are going to be delving into sovereignty versus the slave self this year, I promise you, we will not go there.
We will not go there. Because
we may touch it.
Yeah, but we're not going to.
We're not going to visit. We may visit.
We may
but
visit.
But we're not going to buy a house there.
No, because we also know who we are. And at our deep core level, I want our community to thrive.
Right.
I want our town to thrive, and our state, and our country, and the world.
And I've actually heard on a Christian channel, that the government should give money, you know, to, you know, COVID money, whatever they call it, only to red states because blue states do not deserve COVID money. I've heard it on a Christian channel.
And did you want to Did you want to slap that person? Because not literally.
It was a group of people. Yeah.
I would metaphorically slap them because if they want to be really truthful, every blue state has 49% people voting red.
Right.
Every red state has 49% of people voting blue.
Yeah.
So it's just a BS way of determining what blue states and red states are.
Can you believe that?
Can't believe it. And I find that disgusting.
And it makes me mad, right?
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, they're just getting clicks because the truth is they're trying to get in this world where everybody's trying to fight for eyeballs, I guess. I mean, that's why we like just you and I talking because we have a good time together.
Yeah. We don't need eyeballs.
We don't need eyeballs. We hope you enjoy listening to us because we like listening.
We need eardrums.
Yeah. So can I quickly talk about what happened to me?
No.
On a spiritual, I was getting there and then I lost it. And
okay, go ahead. Go. Can you bring it back?
Yeah. So you know how about a month ago, I opened up a dozen eggs and 10 eggs were double eggs.
Yes.
And we figured out it was 1 in 1,000 that you'd get one egg that was a double yolk egg. So me having 10 in this.
In a row.
Was pretty astronomical. I mean, it was in the trillions.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh my God.
It's a once in a lifetime thing.
once in many lifetimes.
Right.
Just, you know, so I felt very, very blessed until I went on Instagram and I saw all these other people have double eggs, double yolk things. I'm like, I guess I'm not that special. But to have 10 in a row was pretty special.
Yes.
And if I would have felt not wasteful, I would have cracked them all at one time. This happened over 2 days, you know, or 3 days.
That would have been cool, though, to see. Yeah.
So I kind of think about, like, last night, Doug and I bought a lottery ticket because it's up to $200-something million. And it's $2 a piece. And I know this.
You're no Kylie Jenner, Julie.
No, I'm no Kylie Jenner. But it was fun dreaming about what you would do with your portion of the money. You know, it's just fun.
Because obviously you and Doug were going to split it.
Well, because here's a dealio. I have a hard time with, I know this is not the right mentality for this, but I don't care. If I buy a lottery ticket with somebody, like he goes, get me a quick pick. And then I go, okay, I'll get you a quick pick. And then I got a quick pick. So then I have two quick picks in my hand. I then have to make the decision of which quick pick I give to Doug and which one I take. And that decision makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, you know the rules. If we, if I buy them together, I keep them and we split the money if either one wins.
Right.
He goes, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, good. But if you buy it on your own, I don't care. Right. I know you share a little with me.
Yeah.
But I, the idea that I'm giving away the winning
that's
one.
That's not going to happen.
It makes, I have, my energetically, I feel sick inside.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't do it. So I've been kind of in this realm of like feeling like there are miracles that can just weirdly happen.
Yeah.
And so,
oh,
and
thank
I
you
also,
for saying that.
Yeah. And then I also know that a lot of good stuff happens right after something effed up happens. So I'm driving the truck. I'm in the railroad yard, you know, and if you've never been to a railroad yard, it is like, I don't know. It's just like hundreds and hundreds of trucks popping in and out, trailers everywhere, containers everywhere. It's a madhouse.
That's just one railroad.
That's only one railroad. Yeah, it's pretty crazy and fun and exciting and also nerve-wracking. And I saw some angry aggression happen, too. Like this one truck I felt so bad for. I knew exactly what happened. Okay, so here's one thing. So imagine there's 8 gates. And we're, all semis are parked at these gates, and it's a kiosk, and you put in your information. They let you go through to pick out your trailer, and you've got lines of each one of these 8 gates have rows of trucks behind them, all waiting to get through. Now, they're very explicit. It says on there that they let one trucker out at a time, so not all gates open at once. Well, if now, and also, when you leave, you have to make a right-hand turn. Every trucker has to make a right-hand turn with their trailer. Now, I don't know why. All 8 gates open at the exact same time.
What?
And so you have 8 semis leaving the gates, trying to go as fast as they can to make a right-hand turn.
Oh, my God.
Into a funnel. Is that not nuts?
No.
Nuts. So I chose to slow back because I'm not going to be the first one.
No.
Or the second
one. No, we know that.
And I'm like, screw it.
I'll
be
the last.
And I had people on the left. Yeah, because people on the left were trying to pass me as they first entered. And I'm like, screw it. I don't need to be the running horse.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I was last. But that's okay.
Now, I got the horse right here.
Yeah.
His name is Paul Reed. I'm sorry I'm doing this today, but
you're just saying I like it. But so I thought that was so I lost that race, but so, I was okay with it.
So tell me about
excited.
The universe.
Okay, so anyway,
you lost that race.
So on the way there, I was supposed to go to Cicero, which is downtown Chicago, to drop this load off. And I'm at the intersection of where I either have to go to straight to go to Chicago or make a right to go to Joliet. And it's a 2-hour trip either way.
Ugh.
I know, right? And so I'm using my app and I'm like, I cannot get my load to show up on my app for the railroad in Cicero. So I call them. I'm saying, hey, I'm just confirming this load is billed because otherwise I'm going to drive 2 hours into Chicago on a Friday.
Holy crap.
And they said, hold on, let me make sure. And that, let's make sure it's going to Cicero.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it's not. It's going to Joliet. Now, there's no reason for me to have called.
No.
They had already told me it was going to be okay. Sometimes I wait until I'm there, but I chose to
chose to give a quick.
Yeah.
You didn't even think about it.
No, I'm like, go. So I'm like, this was a win.
Yeah.
Like, even though it was a crazy loss, it was a win.
Yeah.
And then, so I did that. And then I get down to Joliet for my load. And I'm like, hey, guys, you haven't texted me my load for tomorrow yet. And they're like, oh, okay. And they texted me a load. And they go, but can you pull another load for tomorrow? And
for
I'm
somebody
like,
else.
For somebody else. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure, I'll pull it out and put it in the drop lot.
Right.
And I do that, and I go there, and there's a trailer parked in front of my trailer I'm supposed to get. And I can't, you're not allowed to move trailers. Mm-hmm. You had to be
right.
told to do
right,
so.
Exactly.
So I had to go in, talk to somebody. They're like, we'll get on it. We'll move the trailer. And in that meantime, they call me back saying, hey, I've got a guy who wants to take that load. If you haven't pulled it out yet, they'll come pull it. And we're like, great. That worked out perfectly.
Didn't have to do it.
And so in the midst of that, I keep thinking, I'm wasting lots of time, but things are working out okay.
Things are working out better.
Yeah, things are working out better. Things are working out okay. I mean, even if I didn't have to go to Cicero, I went to Joliet and I'm right there for... Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And so I'm in this... So I feel like I'm in this realm of like... Things look like they're crap, but they turn out okay.
But, you know, and this is just exactly what I was thinking about this morning, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there is this phrase that we were using in Law of Attraction, but I think it's also sort of biblical.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this or something better.
Right.
And the fact that the universe, that God, if we just waited long enough, gave us something better.
That's exactly right. Because
we can't control everything.
We can't control everything.
We're not doing that great of a job. But
no.
If we just hang on.
And I think at this stage in our life for coming, we don't need to grab a close enough hit to the bullseye.
Right.
We've asked, because we've got a close enough hit. We've got a gig that we can do that we can take. We got a close enough hit.
Right.
But we're looking for an upgrade in our life,
right.
in our profession in some sense.
This or something better.
And it should
and
be
the universe
this
is giving us
or something better.
Yeah.
And we're kind of getting this-ish, like some positives, but not enough to counter the,
That's not the better, right?
It's not the better yet.
Yeah. We'll
it's
know.
Not the better.
We'll know when the universe and God...
Right.
Brings us the better.
Right. And so, and then another thing, I'm supposed to get an empty for my next load, for my Monday load, an empty trailer. And I can see all of these guys trying to find empties. Mm-hmm. We're all in a race trying to find the exact same empties, right? And I get to one that looks perfect. I'm like, why hasn't anybody taken this one yet? I open the back. And it
somebody
has
pooped in it.
Well, it had condensation inside, which is very... First off, the back door was open slightly, and then that's never a good sign.
Because
it means that
somebody else looked inside.
And they're like, no. And I looked inside this perfectly good trailer, and I'm like, why is there droplets all over the place of water? Like, what's that about?
What is it about?
Yeah, I don't know. And so...
I mean, I'd never heard of that before.
I know. I don't either.
Is it a demon trailer?
I have no idea, but I passed on it because they're picking up food. Yeah. And then I got to this next trailer, and it wasn't a high cube. It was a shorter one, but it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I text them, and I know that I should have asked forgiveness later because I know I should have been able to go with it. It was on my list. But they had to ask permission to see if a standard cube would work. And in the meantime, I'm checking everything out. I'm getting it going. I'm doing my work. And finally, they said yes. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I was able to take this trailer. It was perfect. And I thought to myself, this took a little while to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I may never know the benefit of having to extend my time here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if... Maybe I saw something interesting because of it.
Right.
Maybe I missed something that I didn't want to hit you know, whatever.
We just don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about where I want to say, I want to choose. I mean, Sam wouldn't believe this.
Right.
Sam Harris. He doesn't want to believe this.
I don't know about this. I don't know what you're saying, because he'll say at the end of every meditation that we do together, he'll say, I wish you very much good luck.
Yeah, he does say that.
So he believes
in luck. Right.
He believes in luck.
And so I want to believe in those moments where, like Doug would say, if he had the same day I had,
mm-hmm.
he would have said it was a messed up, effed up day.
Right.
I, on the other hand, think I cannot believe all the missteps that didn't actually happen.
Right.
like, oh my God, I caught that early on and that didn't happen. And I got to go like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Like,
I just save two hours here.
I just save 2 hours now there.
Now here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would have been horrible to have to go in and like, oh, wait a minute. You know, this
and all... also somebody else got a load that they might have really needed.
They might have really needed that load.
See, we didn't even consider, you know, how that other person.
Exactly. And so I do believe that, because I do know that sometimes my not taking something has helped somebody else. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I should believe that, oh, I missed out on my big opportunity.
Right.
It wasn't my opportunity.
Right.
It was theirs. And mine's still coming, or another one. I've had many opportunities that have come and gone and done its job and move on to the next. And we are truly just... And I think that's where I am with Sam right now, is, and with Joe Dispenza. It's taking everything I've learned for the last decade or two.
Yeah.
Or three.
Yeah.
I agree. And going deeper.
I agree. Taking it all, bringing it all into alignment.
Can I?
Seeing where that goes.
So one of the things that we have done this year, at least the last 4 or 5 months, is we've integrated our Sam Harris meditation.
Right.
And the reason we say Sam Harris meditation is every morning he has on his app, he has a daily meditation.
Right.
And then we do something else with it. We do a 11-minute Wim Hof
breathing
activity.
Yeah.
And then we do a 5-minute Joe Dispenza breathing activity that kind of works with your energy centers and so forth. Mm-hmm. I would like to do more with Wim Hof, because with Wim Hof, you're holding your breath.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a lot of breath work.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get up to like consistently 3 minutes of holding my breath.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to 2, I've gotten to 2.5. I've never gotten to 3. And I'd be curious if I could get to 3.
Well, it's interesting. When I was in November, I do all my medical tests and stuff.
Yes.
And I had to do an echocardiogram.
Right.
And it's was like a long test and stuff. And the woman, I had to lay on my side, and she'd go like, now hold your breath. It's going to be, you know, and I would have to hold my breath sometimes 30, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And after it was all over, she said, you know, if you hadn't been able to hold your breath that long, I would have had to put the dye in you and the whatever, the line and all that stuff. And I didn't have to do that.
Mm, no.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I would have been able to.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't been doing the breathing techniques as well.
And after COVID, I want to go into the suburbs, because they've got a couple of rooms where you can do sensory deprivation tanks.
Yes.
They're not real tanks. They're actual rooms.
The whole room is a tank.
Yeah. So you don't feel so claustrophobic.
Right.
But you can turn off the lights. You can play music, not play music.
Right.
You know, but you're floating. And that's kind of cool.
Amazing.
Oh, I can't wait to do that. It's going to be a great new year. But we want to say, as we're concluding this podcast, our Christmas podcast.
Yes.
We know it's been a crazy year. We don't know how you're celebrating Christmas. We hope that you can find peace and joy. And in the next couple of days, look out to the south sky at night to see Saturn and Jupiter kissing.
Kiss.
And how lovely that will be. And it's going
to
be a great...
And we want to send kisses out to everyone.
Mwah! And I send you a kiss, Mama.
I do. I kiss you back.
And I love you guys.
And we love you.
I really
you,
do love you guys.
Thank you for everything.
Yes.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, was the show great?
It was great.
It was great.